Black Knights will pick it up here at the 30-yard line. Up to the 35, here is Zach Adornato, and really had nowhere to go. Good coverage here by Norwich to push him out of bounds. And so to start the third quarter, it is Norwich leading Windsor 21-0, and Windsor will go right to left on your radio dial. They're in the black uniforms with the gold and the white trim. Norwich is in the all-white tonight with the purple trim, the purple helmet, and should be a good second half here with Norwich leading 21-0. We'll see if the defense can continue to clamp down here as Windsor will get the ball here to start the second half at about their own 24-yard line, again going right to left. Here is Zach Walcott. He is the quarterback. He is in the shotgun. He'll hand off here to Kimbrough. Kimbrough hits the pile forward. Good for a first down across the 35, and 360s his way up to the 39-yard line. That is Dante Kimbrough, the senior, 6'1", 210 pounds. He had the two fumbles in the first half, but when he does hold on to the ball, super athletic and very quick, hits the hole very hard, and Ty Reifenberg comes up a little slow after that play. Appears he's going to shake that one off, as he had a pretty good collision there with Kimbrough to bring him down. So we're underway in the third quarter. Windsor with the ball, trailing Norwich 21-0. And here is Zach Walcott, the junior quarterback. One wide receiver split out to the right. He'll hand off to Kimbrough again, and he hits the pile and just gets back to the line of scrimmage. Nice job by that D-line collapsing in there to bring him down. Looked like first to get in there was Grant Wessels for Norwich. I didn't bring this up at halftime, but, you know, to start the contest tonight, Zach Race, who we heard has been out for the last 2 weeks with an injury, came in. He quarterbacked the first series, and we have not seen him then. Since then, it has been Thomas Perella, who has done a great job the rest of the way, including having an interception from his safety position. So we have not seen Zach Race again from that first series. Just a quick note if you're listening at home. Here on a 2nd and 10 for Windsor, they're going to hand off to Kimbrough again. Dances across the 40, tries to go to the right side. Kimbrough still wrestling his way out to about the 44-yard line. Good for about 5 yards, so a 3rd and 5 coming up for Windsor here in the early part of the third quarter with the score Norwich 21 and Windsor nothing. Nate Lull live on WCDO tonight, live from Windsor High School. A beautiful fall night for football. We've been pretty lucky this year with the weather. We've had a lot of very nice Friday night games and very few games where the fans in the stands were extra bundled up. It's been very nice, but hey, still a lot of playoff football to go for all of that. It's going to be a 3rd and 5. Walcott tosses one up to the far side. Pass is complete right at midfield into Norwich territory. Reception here by Kieran Horton is good for a first down, and Windsor looks much more cool, calm, and collected so far on this drive as they move the chains, as they go right to left, and they are now in Norwich territory just across midfield to the 48-yard line. So 10:05 to go in the third quarter. It's Norwich 21, Windsor nothing, and the Black Knights trying to get on the board for the first time here tonight. Well, you know, they had some good series in the first half, just didn't put up any points, and then, you know, they'd move the ball well, and then an untimely turnover would give the ball back to Norwich, and now a flag here is going to go, I believe, against the Purple Tornado for jumping offside. Let's wait for the official call here from the Zebra crew. And yes, it will be. So Windsor's going to get an extra 5 yards out of that one. It's looking like he jumped a little early there with Brennan Slater. See, that's the broadcaster's kiss of death. You talk well about someone, and then they are bound to make a mistake, even though that's a little one there by Brennan Slater. Gives Windsor an extra 5 yards. So 1st and 5 coming up for the Black Knights with 9:50 to go in this third quarter. And now, again, they'll hand off to Dante Kimbrough. Bounces to the outside, gets around the first level of tackler, still on his feet to the 30. Good for a first down. And Windsor is really marching the ball well here. A heavy dose of Dante Kimbrough in the second half so far. And it looked like he was just going to get taken down by Grant Wessels in the backfield. And he just slipped through that tackle and then picked up an extra 10 yards. Otherwise, he maybe would have gotten back to the line of scrimmage. But good running here by Kimbrough. And I'm sure the halftime message was, hey, for you seniors, 9 seniors on this Windsor team, this could be it. You got to come out and leave it all on the field. 1st and 10, another handoff to Kimbrough right up the gut, drives the pile forward, but he's brought down by Reifenberg after a gain of 3 or 4 yards. Also in on the tackle there was Grant Wessels. 9:15 to go, third quarter. It's Norwich 21 and Windsor nothing. Going to be a 2nd and 6 coming up for the Windsor Black Knights. Again, they go right to left on your radio dial, inside the 30 down to about the 26-yard line. Play comes in from the sideline here, and an official will take a timeout. And let's see here. He's going to make Kimbrough come off the field, so subbing in will be Zach Adornato. And I'm thinking Kimbrough here might have a cut on his hand. He's looking at his hand, and that's maybe why the official blew the play dead and had to have him come off for a second here. So we'll keep an eye on, see if Kimbrough can come back into the game. Adornato is in the backfield in the meantime with quarterback Zach Walcott. Walcott will hand off here, and right up the middle they go. Good for about a gain of 3 or 4, as that was a QB keeper there from Zach Walcott on... that was on second down, so this is going to be a third and very short here. He's inside the 25 to about the 23. Third and 2 for Windsor, deep inside Norwich territory as they try to punch it into the red zone here with 8:20 to go in this third quarter. A clock-chewing drive so far for the Windsor Black Knights. Here is Walcott on a third and 2. He's going to have another QB keeper to the right side, driving the pile forward, goes forward with that right arm holding the football, and I believe he's going to be good for a first down. Yes, he is. So Windsor moves the chains again with 8:10 to go in the third quarter. It's Norwich 21, Windsor nothing, and this has been the most long and sustained drive of the evening here by the Windsor Black Knights. And we'll see if Kimbrough can check back into the game. He will, so it looks like he got that taken care of. He's going to have an extra second to catch his breath as Zach Walcott here. Looks like he actually had his hand warmer around his waist come off on that last play, so he's going to have to run that over to the sideline here and get that off the field of play, and now we'll get back underway. First and 10 for Windsor with 7:55 to go in the third quarter. They trail 21-0, trying to get their first score of the night. Kimbrough, right up the gut, tries to jump over the pile there, and he's brought down after a gain of about 1. Norwich tackle on the play by Jacob Davis. So it looked like he wanted to just try to hurdle up over the D-line there to get a couple extra yards, and they did a good job of just bringing him down. So they'll say he got back to the line of scrimmage. So a second and 10 here, no gain on that play. Windsor going right to left. They trail 21-0 with 7:25 to go in the third quarter. Here is Zach Walcott. He wants to throw to the right side. Pass is over his intended target on that left side, Jack Beattie, and ball sails out of bounds, incomplete. So a third and 10 coming up here for Windsor, and this is critical territory. You're down deep in the Norwich end. You want to come away with some points here with 7:18 to go in this third quarter, and you trail 21-0. Norwich on the road trying to seal up a playoff spot here tonight. Well, they'll definitely be in the playoffs, but if things fall their way, they could be as high as a 2 seed if they win here tonight. This will be a second and 10, as that was first and 10, excuse me. As Windsor with the ball here, a flag on the play, and it looks like the Black Knights might have jumped. And we'll wait for the official call. False start here against Windsor, so this will back them up. So going to be a third down and 15 coming up here. Ball back to the 25-yard line. So we'll see if Zach Walcott, junior quarterback, will take to the air here for the Windsor Black Knights. They've had some nice receptions by Horton as well as Beattie tonight. We'll see if they decide to go to one of those guys. Horton is split out to the left side and Beattie to the right. Kimbrough is in the backfield. Walcott is in the shotgun, passes to the outside. It's a tight end reception here by Harrison Peterson. Catches the ball and dives his way forward for about 5 yards. So this is going to bring up about a 4th and 10 for the Windsor Black Knights with 7 minutes to go in the third quarter. You trail 21-0 here. Ball is at the 20-yard line. You're obviously going to go for it, but what do you dial up here? Big play coming in from the sideline. Let's see what the Black Knights decide to do. Exciting start to this third quarter as the Black Knights will not go quietly here on senior night. They go right to left. They are just inside the Norwich red zone. Horton again is split out to the left side, Beattie to the right. And Wolcott is going to throw one towards the back of the end zone. He's got a receiver. It's tipped and incomplete. Great job there by the Norwich defense. Michael Carson skying up there and just getting his fingertips on that one. Boy, if that goes over his head, it would have gone right into the hands of Jack Beattie. So Norwich holds on defense as the Windsor drive stalls at the Norwich 20-yard line with 6:26 to go in the third quarter, and Norwich will get the ball back. So Norwich in the all-white uniforms with the purple trim, the purple helmets going left to right on your radio dial will pick the ball up at their own 20-yard line. Very nice drive there by Windsor to start the second half, but they just come up empty for the points. And we'll see if the Black Knights defense can hold here and try to get their offense the ball back in good field position. So stepping in at the QB position once again here is Thomas Perella, the junior, 5'9", 140 pounds, and he is under center. One wide receiver to the left, one to the right, and they'll hand off here to Konitz, and he tries to run up the middle, and he's brought down there by that stingy defense led by Harrison Peterson that time, and a loss of one on the play. Konitz going to have to run off the field as he lost his helmet there for a quick second and take a play off. 6 minutes to go here, third quarter, a 21-0 lead for the Norwich Purple Tornado on the road here in Section 4 Class B action at the Windsor Black Knights. So a second and 11, you get loss of 1 yard on the play. Perella gets the play from the sideline, and they're going to be at their own 19-yard line here. Reifenberg is split out to the left side and Michael Carson to the right side. Now into the shotgun here is Perella. And Perella is going to try a little quarterback keeper, but Kimbrough is in the backfield and brings him down at the 15-yard line. Kimbrough trying to say that he ripped the ball out there and came up with a fumble. Didn't get it, though, and now Kimbrough is down on the play after a great sack there against Perella for a loss of an easy 5 yards there. He does pop up and appears to be okay. Walking gingerly over towards the bench here is Kimbrough. And it looks like we're going to have an official timeout as Kimbrough is still struggling with, looks like maybe his left knee there a little bit, so he's going to have to come off. But either way, a great tackle there for a big-time loss, and this is going to pin Norwich back deep in their own end with 5 minutes to go in this third quarter. Going to be a third and long. Going to be a third and about 15 here for the Norwich Purple Tornado, as the ball will be snapped on their own 15-yard line. They pass out here to Carson on the right side. Carson's got some room to work with, first down and more, 30 to the 40. Carson dancing along the sideline into Windsor territory, and they'll say no, that he just stepped out before midfield at about the 46-yard line. Great play there by Michael Carson. And, boy, if they didn't call that play dead, he might have taken that one to the house. He had a full head of steam going before the official said that he stepped out at about the 46. But a third and long is escaped there by Norwich on a great reception there from Michael Carson and a good pass by Perella to find him as he was wide open. 4:47 to go here in the third quarter. 21-0 lead for Norwich. They're trying to add to it on this drive late in the third quarter here on WCDO live from Windsor High School tonight. Glad to have you along. Here is Perella. He's going to hand off to Conant on a first and 10, crosses the 46, lunges his way forward for about 3 yards. So a second and 7 coming up here for Norwich. After the contest tonight, make sure to stay tuned for our post-game show with awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose players brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, as well as the Catalog Outlet. So we will have those awards during the post-game show, try to get you some out-of-town scores as well as recap this one and everything that happened in tonight's ballgame. A 21-0 lead for Norwich. They'll hand off to David Berger to the left side. He works his way forward across the 50 into Windsor territory, and he's going to be about 3 yards short of a first down. So this is going to be about a third and 2 coming up here for the Norwich Purple Tornado, and they are very happy to chew some clock here on this drive late in the third quarter with a comfortable 3-score lead, 21-0. It's one of those leads, though, that, 21-0, it's comfortable but not comfortable all at the same time, because anytime the other team can get one score and get some momentum, could get right back into this ball game. So Norwich trying to perhaps add another score here late in the third quarter. Third and 2, they'll hand off to Berger on a sweep from right to left. Berger, first down and more, crosses the 40, still on his feet to the 35-30. Flag on the play before Berger is tackled out of bounds, and we'll see who the flag is on coming up here from the officiating crew. But, David Berger had that first touchdown tonight, and then we hadn't seen him for a while, and he'd gone more into a blocking role and now back into the backfield and doing a great job. And so still waiting for the official word here on the penalty, and it will be a face mask against the Windsor Black Knights. So add on some big-time yardage to the end of that run by David Berger, and it is going to put Norwich down at the Windsor 25-yard line. So the White and purple here tonight, going left to right with a 21-0 lead. They have marched it down the field to the Windsor 25 going left to right. With 3:15 to go in the third quarter and a 21-0 lead, trying to add to it here. Perella is in the shotgun. Reifenberg split out to the right. And now we're going to have some action on the line, and let's see who jumped early here. Both sides pointing at one another, as is usually the case. And this will back up Norwich as a false start will go against the Purple Tornado. So just over 3 minutes to go here in this third quarter as a false start penalty backs Norwich up to the 30-yard line. But they have shown they have a variety of great playmakers on this drive. When you look at Conant, you look at Walsh and Berger, they've all made some great plays, as well as Michael Carson, to put Norwich in good position here as they'll hand it off up the middle once again to Berger, driving the pile forward, and it looks like he's back to about the original line of scrimmage here with 2:40 to go in this third quarter. And so the ball moves down to about the 25-yard line, and so this will be about a second and 10 here for the Norwich Purple Tornado, as they have a 21-0 lead with 2:20 to go in this third frame. Norwich taking their time to get up to the line. Perella is under center. Two wide receivers to the right, and they'll hand off to Conant. He bounces back to the left side across the 25, lunging forward to about the 21. And so this will bring up a manageable third and 6, I would say, here for Norwich as Conant comes off the bottom of the pile. But again, all this time, the clock continues to move down to a minute 55 to go in the third quarter. Norwich with a 21-0 lead on the road here tonight at Windsor. And they are very, very happy to see that clock continue to run, continue to move. It is totally fine with the Purple Tornado at this point with a 3-score lead. So they'll break the huddle here on a 3rd and 8 officially as we get 90 seconds to go in the third quarter. Perella is in the shotgun. Two wide receivers split out to the right, one to the left. Man in motion is JT Vinyl. And now it'll be a direct snap here, and taking off, bowling his way forward, is the quarterback, Thomas Perella. And he's going to be very close to a first down, down to the Windsor 15-yard line. Let's see where they spot this exactly. Looks like it'll be at about the 16, waiting for the signal. And yes, it looks like it's going to be a 4th down here and just inches to go. So it's going to be a 4th and 1 with exactly a minute to go here in the third quarter. Again, Norwich 21, Windsor nothing. Norwich with the lead and just a couple of inches to go is in great field position here. They will go for it on the 4th and 1. And so under center here is Perella. Let's see what he decides to do. Perella hands one off, and bowling his way forward here is Grant Wessels. Wessels, the ball carrier, easily picks up that first down as he bowls his way through the line down to about the 12-yard line here, and Norwich will extend the drive with 39 seconds to go in the third quarter. Waiting for the play from the sideline as Perella runs it in from head coach Mike Christie, who has just done a great job with this Norwich team, winning over Maine and well earlier this year, 13-12, a great big-time win for the program. As with 25 seconds to go here in the third quarter, they'll hand off. And Conant to the outside on the left wing. Dances for about 3, maybe 4 yards before he's brought down just inside the 10-yard line. Clock down to 10 seconds to go in the third quarter, and that's going to do it. No scoring in the third quarter, but Norwich is knocking on the door once again. It's 21-0. Norwich on top of Windsor on the road. I'm Nate Lull, and we'll be right back on WCDO.
Sports Field Specialties of Delhi is a proud sponsor of local high school athletics on WCDO. Sports Field Specialties wishes the best to all area teams this season, especially our teams in Delaware County. Sports Field Specialties manufactures state-of-the-art goalposts, protective netting systems, dugouts, and other athletic equipment used for all levels of play from high school to the NFL. Good luck, area athletes, from Sports Field Specialties of Delhi.
This coming winter season, let Mirabito keep life affordable. Mirabito Energy Products offers customers easy-to-use payment plans designed to help you better manage the unknowns of the energy market. Whether it's for fuel oil or propane, ask us about prepayment options, price caps, and budget payment plans. you'll discover an option that's just right for your needs. This year, call Mirabido. Call 1-800-934-9480. Mirabido.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
And welcome back, folks. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. We're glad to have you along here tonight as we get set for the start of the fourth quarter with the score Norwich 21 and Windsor nothing. But Norwich is driving once again here to start the fourth quarter. They're going to start with the ball at the 10-yard line. So Norwich with a 21 to nothing edge here over Windsor. So we start this fourth quarter. We switch ends of the field. So Norwich now going right to left. And again, they are deep inside Windsor territory. And this will be Perella, the quarterback, on a 2nd and 8, first play of the fourth quarter. He's going to hand one off here to Conant. Conant's going to bounce one to the outside. Can he get to the pylon? He turns the corner, and he is in for a Norwich touchdown to make it 27 to nothing, his second touchdown here of the contest. So Norwich, Eric Conant does a great job there, turns the corner for a 10-yard touchdown run, and we'll see another extra point opportunity here for Mike Trivisani. So just 8 seconds into this fourth quarter, and he just did a nice sweep, went from left to right, turned the corner, was able to outrun the safety, and put the jets on and put it in. Trivisani will kick the extra point here. Reifenberg will hold, waiting for the snap. It's good. Hold is good. Kick is up and through. Plenty of leg on that one. And it is Norwich with a 28 to nothing lead here on the road over Windsor to start the fourth quarter. I'm Nate Lull, as that is Eric Conant, his second touchdown of the game. We'll be right back on CDO.
At Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center of Sydney, we get some of the most loyal customers anywhere. Many are 2, 3, 4, and 5-time buyers or more. The reasons vary, from the familiar faces they see here to the excellent service and courtesies like pickup and delivery on the day of that service, from the financing assistance to the hassle-free rentals. Some have even said they like our coffee. Whatever the reason or reasons, these loyal customers mean the effort is always worth it. See exactly why at Chambers and O'Hara Car and Truck Center, Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, where we value each and every customer, each and every day.
Your friends at Mirabido Gresham Insurance are proud to sponsor high school sports on WCDO. Mirabido Gresham is a full-service independent agency with the flexibility to place your insurance with a variety of carriers. But more importantly, we strive to build strong, long-term relationships based on trust and knowledge. Through our personal attention and professional commitment, we prove that customers always come first. The Mirabido Gresham Insurance team will work hard to find you the best coverage to meet your needs and your budget. Call 217-027 and let Mirabido Gresham work for you.
Live high school sports on WCDO and worldwide streaming live at WCDOsports.com.
And welcome back. Norwich with a little squib kick here, fielded by Windsor as they go left to right. Picked up here by Jackson White, trying to break the pile and move forward, and he's brought down after a gain of about 8 yards on the return. So welcome back here, folks. Start of the fourth quarter, Eric Conant with a touchdown run from about 8 yards out, his second of the night, giving Norwich a 28 to nothing lead over Windsor with 11:45 to go here in the fourth quarter. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. Tim Cutting, my color guy, has the night off, and Jim Tomeo, our producer, back in the Main Street WCDO studios back in Sydney. We always appreciate him producing our broadcasts here, so thank you to Jim. So Windsor with the ball going left to right. They're in the black uniforms, the black helmet, and the gold trim. A little quarterback keeper is good for about 5 or 6 yards from Zach Walcott out to midfield. And you got it. I got to say, I was impressed with Windsor to start the second half. Worked the ball all the way down the field. Just came up empty. Had to go for it on fourth down. Turned it over. Norwich was able to come back and score. But if they can continue to move the ball this way, looking much crisper than the first half, where they just had some turnovers, two interceptions, two fumbles that really hurt. Here is Walcott on a 2nd and 3. He's going to hand off and working his way forward. Good for the first down, I believe, is Dante Kimbrough. Yes, he's into Norwich territory to the 45-yard line. So good to see Kimbrough back in the game, and now he might be limping again here, a little slow to get up as he'll look to maybe head back to the sideline here. Same thing as after the last play on defense that he had. Kimbrough was hurt, came over to the sideline, and looked like he wanted to give it a try here on this run, and has to come off once again. And we'll have to get looked at by the training staff here for Windsor. So 11 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. It is Norwich 28 and Windsor nothing. Black Knights with the ball here on a first and 10. Snap is low to Walcott. He's able to scoop this one up and drive the pile forward. Good for about 5 yards. And heck of an athletic play there as the snap was low. He really had nowhere to go, so he just decided to tuck it and run and was able to pick up 5 yards. So really nice job there by Zach Walcott. Been impressed with him tonight. Norwich has brought a lot of pressure from the D-line his way, and he has handled it well. And, you know, it's been tough. There's been a constant pressure game tonight here from the Purple Tornado, and he's just done the best he could. Walcott here on a second and 6, another quarterback keeper to the 40-yard line, bowls his way forward, and it's going to be a third and short coming up after a gain of about 4 yards. Also tough here for Walcott when Kimbrough is out because he doesn't have a ton of other running back options, it appears, so he likes to just tuck it and run himself. So a third and short coming up here across the 40 to about the 38-yard line, a third and 3 coming up for the Windsor Black Knights with 9:50 to go in the fourth quarter. It's Norwich 28 and Windsor nothing. Walcott is back in the shotgun now. One wide receiver split out to each side. Now they'll hand it off, and here's some good running from the Windsor Black Knights to the 30, 25, 20, out of bounds at about the 18-yard line for Zach Adornato, and a great run there. And I wondered, they brought Adornato in earlier, and he had a couple of nice runs, and then we hadn't seen him again. And a huge burst of speed there as he burst through Speedy Gonzalez style and was knocked out of bounds. So a first down, and Windsor is back inside the Norwich red zone once again. So with 9:35 to go in this fourth quarter, the Black Knights trying to get their first points of the evening inside the 20 down to about the 18-yard line. So Walcott at quarterback once again. Quarterback keeper this time holds on to it across the 10 down to the 5, down to the 4-yard line here for Zach Walcott. So the Black Knights going to have a first and goal to go inside the Norwich 5-yard line. 9:35 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Norwich with a 28-0 lead. But Windsor trying to put up their first points on the board here tonight in this contest on a first and 5. Adornato was in the backfield. Zach Walcott under center, and a timeout is taken here by the Norwich Purple Tornado. With 9:24 to go, fourth quarter, it's Norwich 28, Windsor nothing, but the Black Knights are knocking on the door. We'll be right back on WCDO.
Have you had an unfortunate accident? Do you need a quick vehicle replacement? Or are you doing a lot of traveling but don't want to put the miles on your own vehicle? Chambers & O'Hara Riverside in Sydney has vehicle rentals at competitive rates, available by the day, week, or month. And they will even bill the insurance company for you. Call 563-4311 today for a hassle-free rental. Compact, midsize, luxury, and vans too. From sales and service to stress-free rentals, call Chambers & O'Hara, Route 7 Riverside in Sydney at 563-4311.
The Tri-County Heartbeat is FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
So Norwich taking a timeout. They want to talk things over here on defense. First and goal coming up for the Windsor Black Knights. With 9:24 to go in the fourth quarter, Norwich on the road here tonight at Windsor leading 28-0. But it's a first and goal here for Windsor just about at the 5-yard line going left to right. So Walcott with Adornato in the backfield. They'll hand off. Adornato trying to punch his way forward, gets to the line and is brought down. Nice tackle there by Norwich. Breaking through was Wes Mills to wrap him up around the waist and bring him down. So this will be a second and 3 coming up. Second and goal for the Windsor Black Knights. Play comes in from the sideline. Clock ticks down to 9 minutes to go here in the fourth quarter. Can the Black Knights punch one in? One wide receiver to the left, one to the right. Going to be a direct snap here to Walcott, pushing his way forward. Doesn't quite get in as the Norwich line was right there to meet him again. Michael Carson brings him down. Third and goal coming up here for the Windsor Black Knights. Well, third and goal. Can the Norwich defense hold? Or will the Norwich, or will the Windsor Black Knights, excuse me, be able to punch one in here? Wondering if Wolcott will just try to push the pile forward a little bit here. It's still, you know, you're still about 2 or 3 yards away here, so you're not right on top of the goal line, but it is third down. Here we go. Clock moves down to 8:10 to go, fourth quarter. Now Wolcott is back in the shotgun. Quarterback keeper, he's going to leap over the pile, and he is in for a Windsor Black Knights touchdown. Zach Wolcott faked the handoff there to the running back, Zach Adornato, and was able to just leap over top of the tacklers and into the back of the end zone. So Windsor gets their first touchdown of the night here on a quarterback keeper from Zach Wolcott. And it looks like Windsor is going to try to kick the extra point here with Kieran Horton. And the holder will be Jackson White. So our score now is Norwich 28, Windsor 6. The extra point attempt is up, and it is good. So it is now 28-7 here with 8:43 to go in this fourth quarter. Again, Norwich 28, Windsor 7. I'm Nate Lowe, and we'll be right back with the conclusion of this one on CDO.
We know how hard it is to raise a family these days. With your busy schedule and all those obligations, you need a financial institution that's all about you. We've got you covered. With internet services, convenient ATMs, online bill paying, and so much more. Stop by to find out about the Credit Union Advantage. We're a member-owned financial cooperative. We're all about you. SFCU, federally insured by NCUA. We're all about you.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
So with 8:03 to go here in this fourth quarter, Norwich is on top of Windsor 28-7, but the Black Knights get their first touchdown of the evening on a quarterback keeper from Zach Wolcott. Extra point was good, and it's 28-7, and now they'll try for the onside kicker. A little squib kick recovered. A nice job by Michael Hayes right at midfield to just bear hug that ball and hold on to it. And so Norwich is going to start right at midfield going right to left, and they'll have excellent field position here. So again, Norwich leads Windsor 28-7 here on the road. Norwich fighting for a playoff seed here tonight in Class B, Section 4. They're in the all-white uniforms. The Purple Tornado have the purple trim and the purple helmet tonight. And on the other side of the ball, it is the black uniforms here for the Windsor Black Knights, the white trim, the gold trim, and the black helmets with the white and gold trim as well. So just inside Norwich territory here, but they are very close to midfield. Norwich moving the ball once again here with quarterback Thomas Perella. Perella hands one off to Conant. Gets to the outside. He's going to turn the jets on here down the right wing side to the 30, 25, 20. Conant still on his feet. He's going to take it to the house for a Norwich touchdown. 53-yard run, his third touchdown of the night for Eric Conant. Great run, and boy, once he got to the outside, he put the afterburners on and was gone, outrunning two guys in the secondary. And Norwich increases the lead to 34-7 with 7:49 to go. Boy, what a run there by Eric Conant. And again, once he put the afterburners on, nobody was going to touch him, and he looked determined to get into the end zone, and he got in. And so Mike Trevisani will come on for the extra point once again, waiting for the snap. Reifenberg to hold. Snap is good. Hold is good. Trevisani puts it up, and it is good. And so Norwich leads 35-7 with 7:49 to go here in the fourth quarter. It only took one play to answer, and it was Eric Conant, his third touchdown of the night here for Norwich. I'm Nate Lowe. We'll take a quick break. Be right back on CDO.
Hello, this is Scott Smith from Neighbors Insurance of Sydney and Oneonta. Neighbors Insurance describes the friendly help you'll receive from agents who understand the language of insurance. We're the neighbors who can help you choose the right coverage for your insurance needs, auto, home, or business. We also specialize in group health insurance. You can find Neighbors Insurance on Route 7, Riverside, Sydney, and on Main Street in the east end of Oneonta. For all your insurance needs, you can count on us. We are Neighbors Insurance.
Finding a contractor that you can trust can be difficult, but not when you rely on Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin. They're local, fully insured, and offer over 50 years combined experience. From custom building and expert remodeling, including kitchens and baths, as well as plumbing, heating, and electrical work, Cohen and Fraser Builders see the project through from start to finish. For professional, honest, exceptional home or business services, call Lee or Ed today at 829-5426. That's 829-5426. Cohen and Fraser Builders of Franklin.
Your local sports leader, FM 101 and AM 1490 WCDO.
After the third touchdown of the night by Norwich's Eric Conant, a 10-yard return here for Zach Adornato, and Windsor will get the ball back going left to right, and they are going to start in their own territory going at about the 28-yard line here. So, again, Eric Conant with three touchdowns tonight, that last one about a 53-yard scamper, and Norwich increases their lead up to 35-7 with 7:40 to go here in the fourth quarter under the lights on senior night at Windsor High School. So the Black Knights, after scoring their first points tonight, quarterback keeper from Zach Walcott on a very nice last long drive, will get the ball back here. And they will run on first down and try to hand this one off here to Brady Weingartner. And he'll pick up maybe a gain of one on a little sweep from right to left. That clock will continue to move, 7:25 to go here in the fourth quarter, and Norwich holding a 35-7 lead. Thanks for joining us tonight on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. I want to remind you that you can go back and listen to these games anytime in our game audio archive. It's a tab right there on our website, and you can go back, click on it. It's a free download, all courtesy of SFCU. Here on a second down, they're going to go to the air. They loft one up into the night sky, far side, and we won't have a flag. Yes, we will. Looks like we're going to have a pass interference flag here. Two flags actually came out as Windsor was trying to pass to the far side for Kiernan Horton, and I thought maybe the contact was there, as they have been calling that rule really tight this year, as Michael Carson was over there on the coverage. Let's see exactly what the call is going to be. Or maybe they got him for offensive pass interference. I'm not exactly sure what the call is yet. We'll see where the ball is spotted as the officials still talking to each other. And so they will be moving the ball up the field here to across the 40 to about the 44-yard line. And so that is the call with 6:55 to go here in the fourth quarter. Was an interference call, so moves Windsor up just behind the 45-yard line. And waiting for the snap here is Walcott. Steps back, wants to throw again, trying the same exact play, tosses it up, and this play is incomplete. This time looking for Jackson White. Went off his fingertips and incomplete. Nice pass there by Walcott. The coverage was there, but he put it right where only Jackson White could get his hands on it, to the outside, and White just couldn't bring it in. With 6:47 to go, fourth quarter, Norwich leading 35-7 on the road here tonight at Windsor, trying to take care of business, put the icing on the cake here in the fourth quarter and move to 5-2 and improve their chances at a good playoff seeding. Walcott steps up in the pocket. He's got some pressure, and he's brought down. He did pick up about maybe a yard as he was flushed out of the pocket, but a good job there by the Norwich defense, including Skyler Wenzel, who came up and made the tackle, as well as Michael Hayes. So this will bring up a 3rd and 10 coming up here for Windsor with 6:20 to go in the fourth quarter. Again, post-game show will be coming up. We'll give out our three awards for offense, defense, and all-purpose, brought to you by NBT Bank, Echo Brands of Sydney, and the Catalog Outlet. So here on a 3rd and 9, officially with 6 minutes to go, dropping back, Walcott's going to toss out to the far side, passes complete at midfield, pulling his way forward, should be very close to a first down. Here is Devin Truman. He caught it about 2 yards short of the first down, just had to lower his shoulder, and they will give him the first down. And that was all just a great run after the catch and second effort, because it was Truman going up against two Norwich defenders, and he was able to move the pile forward just enough to get the chains to move. So a first and 10 here as Windsor is going to throw again across the middle. A catch and immediately brought down is Jack Beatty on a slant from right to left. Tackle on the play there by Norwich, brought down by J.T. Vinyl. Gain of a couple yards on the play, going to be about a second and 7 as Windsor going left to right is inside Norwich territory at about the 42-yard line. And they're going to continue to go from the shotgun and throw to the far side again for Beatty. He's brought down on the play there once again by J.T. Vinyl. Gain of another 3 or 4 yards, and it's going to be a 3rd and short. And a great catch there by Beatty because he caught it up in the air, and then the way the tackle came in had to be right on the ribs, and he was still able to hold on to it despite taking the shot. Going to be a 3rd and 2 as we come up on 5 minutes to go. Passes to the outside, but this one is behind Noah Caldwell, and it's going to be incomplete. So a 4th and short coming up here for the Windsor Black Knights as they trail at home here against Norwich 35-7 with 5 minutes left in the fourth quarter. And so the Black Knights will go for it here as they are at the 37-yard line, and they have passed the ball or attempted a pass on about the last 7 or 8 plays here, and they will continue here on fourth down. They pass to the outside. This one is complete. Going to be very close to a first down. The reception is brought in here by Noah Caldwell. They go to him again, and let's see, the white hat official comes over, and I think they're going to say that he bobbled the ball there and lost possession, and so the ball, I believe, is going to go back to Norwich. So an incomplete pass on the bobble, and I think the receiver there, Caldwell, had just kind of hidden it from the official on the near side, but the official with the better angle saw that he bobbled it. Ball came down to the turf, and so Norwich will get the ball back. A turnover on downs there by Windsor with 5 minutes to go exactly in this fourth quarter, and it's Norwich 35 and Windsor 7. Glad to have you along on the radio tonight. A beautiful night to be out watching the game. Decent temperature to be out, clear skies. Looks like a beautiful weekend of weather, too, ahead. Of course, if you're going out to watch soccer or football tomorrow, it looks like warm temperatures, and Sunday looks really nice as well. So we're spoiled with some good fall weather to make up for the summer it seems like we never had here in upstate New York. 5 minutes to go. Norwich will get the ball back going right to left. Ball at the 35-yard line. They'll hand off and bullying his way up the middle here for Norwich. Good for a pickup of about 6 yards is Jacob Davis. So Jacob Davis, the 5'11", 160-pound junior, getting some action here late in this ball game with Norwich ahead 35-7. And again, just trying to put the icing on the cake here tonight and improve to 5-2, work on their playoff position. And, boy, whether it be any of the classes, but, we particularly follow B, C, and D here on WCDO. I think there are going to be some great sectional tournaments coming up over the next couple of weeks. And here is Perella. Perella trying to hand off. No, he's going to have a quarterback keeper. Actually, this is J.T. Vinyl who's in the contest now. J.T. Vinyl at the quarterback position. A flag on the play after he's brought down after a gain of about 1 yard. So the clock will stop with 4:15 to go in this fourth quarter. It's 35-7, Norwich leading the Windsor Black Knights. Ball is at the 38-yard line. So J.T. Vinyl wearing number 7, replacing Thomas Perella, who was wearing number 17. So my mistake on that. Ball is brought back to about the 36-yard line here after a false start penalty. And so this is going to bring up a 2nd and 11 here for the Norwich Purple Tornado as Vinyl gets the play from head coach Mike Christie over on the sideline. And we'll look to set up shop here. So Vinyl with one wide receiver split out to each side. Man in motion here. Vinyl at the quarterback position will hand it off. Little sweep out to the outside is Justin Bates, but he is brought down in the backfield by John French, who came swooping in. Actually, no, it's going to be Eric Hunsinger. Hunsinger comes in for Windsor to wrap up the runner in the backfield. So time continues to tick down to about 3.5 to go, again with Norwich leading 35-7, a 3rd and 16 coming up for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Ball on the 32-yard line here, the Norwich 32. They're back in their own territory going right to left. One wide receiver to the right, one to the left. JT Vinyl now at the quarterback position here for the Purple Tornado. Waiting for the snap here in the shotgun. He's going to hand off, and again up the middle. Good for about 5 yards here for Norwich is Jacob Davis coming off the bottom of the pile. Actually, it might be Mike Morey who was running the ball there for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Lots of new faces getting some reps here late in this. Looks like is going to be a Norwich Purple Tornado win as they lead 35-7 with 2 minutes and 45 seconds to go. 4th and 11, and the Purple Tornado will punt this one away. And standing back to our left is Jack Beattie to receive at his own 35 for the Windsor Black Knights. And so waiting for the snap here, and now the punt from Reifenberg takes a Norwich bounce down to the 25-yard line, down to about the 20, and that's where Norwich will down this one. So Windsor will get the ball back with 2:20 to go in the fourth quarter and a 35-7 lead over the Windsor Black Knights. So Windsor, as I said, will get the ball back here, and great Friday night atmosphere here at Windsor High School. The band is playing. The cheerleaders are out. They had a great ceremony before the game honoring a couple of the senior cheerleaders. I believe there was 2 there and 9 seniors on this football team. 9 seniors that were a part of a team that went 7-3 a year ago and really made some noise locally. And this was a great contest between these two teams last year, Norwich and Windsor. I believe was a 14-11 game last year. And I'm going to look up here in my notes who won the contest last year, as Norwich looking like they might come away with a victory here this year as the ball is passed out to the right side across the 20-yard line out to about the 22. Pass is complete there to Noah Caldwell on 1st and 10. And so, yeah, Norwich having a good season last year. Of course, we saw them early on in the year when they took on Sydney and won a real close game. Of course, Sydney went on to the Class D Final Four a year ago, and little did we know at the beginning of the year that that was going to happen. It was a fun ride. And now a great pass out to midfield is caught and complete to Kieran Horton. Biggest play reception of the night here for the Windsor Black Knights, and they are into Norwich territory. Nice pass from Walcott hooking up with Horton. Absolutely great play. Fantastic. So, yes, the game last year was won by Norwich 14-11 over Windsor. So a little more lopsided this year, but Norwich coming out on the winning side again, it looks like, here with a minute and a half to go. Windsor's going to go to the air again. They'll pass to the outside. This one is intended for Noah Caldwell, and the ball falls incomplete. And that will stop the clock here with a minute 36 to go. Post-game show coming up. Again, we'll have our 3 awards. We'll recap all the scoring in this one. And you'll be hearing the name Eric Conant quite a bit. 3 touchdowns here tonight. He's been the story for the Norwich Purple Tornado. Also blocked a punt here tonight. So maybe he's our all-purpose player, as he has certainly done a lot for the Norwich side here tonight. They lead 35-7. 2nd and 10 coming up for Windsor. They throw to the outside. Pass is complete. Good for about 5 yards. Onto the far side of the field. Looks like Tyrone Franklin was able to pull that one in. And Walcott's been just slinging the ball all over the place here in this fourth quarter for the Windsor Black Knights. And they've had some good success with it, running 2 wide receivers to the right and 2 to the left. Here they will toss it up again down the right side of the field. This one is complete and down inside the 10-yard line. And coming off the bottom of the pile there is Jack Beattie, but two flags on the play. And we will see who these are on, if it's going to be pass interference or not, with 1:07 to go. If it's defensive pass interference, I believe it will just stay right there because he made a heck of a catch, too. So it looks like the ball is going to be spotted here as the officials get ready. We'll put it just down. Yes, it's going to be pass interference. And so half the distance to the goal is going to bring this ball inside the 5-yard line down to about the 4 with a minute 7 to go, and it's 35-7 as Windsor's trying to punch it in one more time. And here is Walcott. Drops back to pass, throws to the outside. He's got a receiver. This one is caught in the end zone, and touchdown here for Windsor. Over on the far side, that is Tyrone Franklin. hauling in the touchdown catch. So Tyrone Franklin with about a 5-yard TD catch and a very well-thrown ball there from Zach Walcott. So that brings our score to Norwich 35, Windsor 13 with 58 seconds left after a 5-yard touchdown catch. And let's see if the extra point attempt is good. The kicking display by both teams tonight has been very good, as this will be Jackson White holding, and the kick by Kieran Horton is up and good. So that makes our score 35-14 with just about a minute to go here in the fourth quarter. We'll step away and be right back here on WCDO.
Waste Recovery Enterprises of Sydney is the area's most trusted source for all of your disposal needs. We offer weekly residential trash pickup in the Tri-County area, as well as commercial or residential dumpster service and roll-off boxes for construction debris or household cleanout. Our transfer station on Valley View Road accepts trash, appliances, furniture, construction, and demolition debris. Waste Recovery Enterprises, Valley View Road in Sydney, just off Route 7. Call 563-2616 or go to wasterecovery.com.
The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney wishes all Tri-Town area sports teams much success throughout this season. Amphenol is proud to be a part of the Tri-Town sports tradition, and they support all high school sporting events. Amphenol hopes that the broadcast of these games will provide both convenience and enjoyment, and we urge you to get out and support your favorite teams. The Amphenol Corporation of Sydney, happy to contribute to live Tri-Town area high school sports on WCDO.
Let's get back to the action with local sports on WCDO.
Welcome back, folks. Windsor scoring two touchdowns here in the fourth quarter. The last one was a pass from Zach Walcott to Tyrone Franklin. And so it's Norwich leading 35-14 with 58 seconds to go here under the lights at Windsor High School. A long kick here by the Black Knights, fielded by Norwich. This is Conant. Gets to the outside, and he's knocked out of bounds after a nice return to about the 35-yard line. So, boy, that young man has had a great night. Eric Conant, three touchdowns, and has been a difference maker here for the Purple Tornado. And so, with 51 seconds left, Norwich will have the ball and should be able to just run this time off to improve their record to 5-2. Big-time road win here tonight. They needed it. You know, Windsor came in with a record of 1-5, but certainly they weren't going to go down easy on senior night. But Norwich came in, did what they needed to do. I thought maybe got off to a little bit of a rocky start as both teams had some turnovers early, but really it was Norwich able to take care of some scoring and take advantage of some Windsor turnovers in the first half as they will take a knee here to try to run some time off the clock with 40 seconds left as those two fumbles, those two interceptions, coming back to bite the Windsor Black Knights here tonight. So a knee is going to continue to run the time off the clock, and it looks like the Norwich Purple Tornado are going to walk out of here with a key road win against the stingy Black Knights of Windsor as they are in the victory formation here. Another knee is taken by JT Vinyl, and our final score is going to be Norwich 35, Windsor 14. Postgame show coming up. I'm Nate Lull. Again, our final here tonight. Norwich wins on the road over Windsor, 35-14. We'll give out our three awards and recap this one when we come back on WCDO.
Everyone's got a room in their home that needs a little love. Catalog Outlet Stores have the perfect selection in furniture, decor, and mattresses to make that room special again. At three great locations in North Norwich, Unadilla, and Oneonta, our showrooms have name brands you know and trust, like Ashley, Klossner, Liberty, Best Home Furnishings, and a whole lot more. Our buyers know the great looks to make your room come together. From designer sofas, bedrooms, recliners, dining sets, sectionals, and more. And our sleep specialists take your sleep comfort serious. Brands like Simmons Beautyrest, Gold Bond, Sierra Sleep by Ashley, and others. And you'll find one- and two-sided models. Nobody sells mattresses for less. We'll find the perfect size, style, and comfort so you get a great night's sleep every night. Come in now to all three Catalog Outlet locations. Martin Brook Street, Unadilla, Chestnut Street, Oneonta, and State Highway 12, North Norwich. Open 7 days a week or shop online. CatalogOutletOnline.com for the lowest prices, best selection, and service always with a smile. Catalog Outlet, offering you the best for less since 1989.
Echo Brands of Sydney is proud to be part of WCDO's high school sports coverage. As a major employer in the Tri-County area, Echo Brands supports young people in our communities and hopes that these young athletes have much success this sports season. Always work hard and always display good sportsmanship. Echo Brands of Sydney, an industry leader in the manufacture of planning products and calendars. Echo Brands cheers on student athletes in every sport.
When it comes to your future, there are things that count. And at NBT Bank, what counts most to you counts to us. That's why we offer iStrive, banking for youth and young adults. iStrive's free savings, checking, and debit products help you grow your money skills from grade school to college to your first big job. So whatever future you dream of, you can count on us to help you achieve it. Stop by or visit nbtbank.com and open an account today. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC.
Your New York State Excellence in Broadcasting award-winning station, FM 101 and AM 1490, WCDO.
And welcome back one last time to Windsor High School inside the press box here. Nate Lull with you on WCDO, also WCDOsports.com. As we wrap up tonight's broadcast, Norwich gets a big road win over Windsor, 35-14. Let's go through our scoring summary here. It started back in the first quarter when Norwich jumped out to a 7-0 lead. David Berger was able to run an 18-yard touchdown run to give Norwich the lead. And I'm just going to start and say this here, that Mike Trivisani did not miss an extra point all evening for the Norwich Purple Tornado, so he was phenomenal. Second quarter, Eric Conant made it 14-0. He ran in an 30-yard run. After he blocked a punt. So two plays after he blocked the punt and did a great job there. Can't tell you how athletic that was. He made it look easy, didn't touch the punter at all, was able to just knock it down and run it in. So a 14-0 lead there. Drew Walsh ran in a touchdown after that, 50 yards right up the gut to make it 21-0 at the half, Norwich over Windsor. Second half, Eric Conant with another run made it 28-0 as he escaped down the right wing side for a 30-yard run to make it 28-0, but then Windsor got back on the board to make it 28-7. Zach Walcott on a QB keeper was able to run it up the gut and put it in. So Windsor would not go quietly. I thought they had a great second half, recovering after a tough first half where they had the two interceptions and they had the two fumbles. So I thought they moved the ball very well in the second half, all thanks to quarterback Zach Walcott. But then it was Mr. Conant, Eric Conant, coming back once again, a 53-yard scamper to make it 35-7 down the right sideline. I thought that was phenomenal. And then Windsor answered back once again. Tyrone Franklin caught a pass from the quarterback Walcott once again to make it 35-14. So great kicking here tonight. All the extra points were good. Mike Trivisani doing the kicking for the Norwich Purple Tornado, and Kieran Horton doing the kicking tonight for the Windsor Black Knights. So that gave us our final score of 35-14. Eric Conant with three touchdowns tonight for Norwich. David Berger, Drew Walsh also get in the end zone. Tyrone Franklin and Zach Walcott get in for the Windsor Black Knights. Let's do our three awards now. First, the Outstanding Offense Award is brought to you, of course, by NBT Bank, providing financial services to our local communities for over 150 years, proud to support area high school athletes. NBT Bank, for everything that counts. Member FDIC. Let's give that tonight to Eric Conant from Norwich. Again, the three touchdowns. Thought he did a little bit of everything. Thought about doing him for the All-Purpose Award, but I just thought that he was phenomenal. You could give him any one of these awards because he played great defense too. But we will give Eric Conant from Norwich our NBT Bank Outstanding Offense Award tonight. Next up, it's the Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award. The Catalog Outlet is your store for over 1,000 items for the absolute lowest prices on beddings, sofas, and furniture. You can visit the Catalog Outlet with stores in Unadilla, Oneonta, and North Norwich. I want to give this one tonight to Brennan Slater. I thought on the line he was phenomenal, broke through, made a number of nice tackles. He picked up the first fumble of the night and ran it back 10 or 15 yards, so he was just an animal all over the place tonight. So Norwich's Brennan Slater is our Catalog Outlet Dynamic Defense Award winner tonight. Finally, the ACCO Brands All-Purpose Award, brought to you by ACCO in Sydney, supporting youth in our local communities and happy to be a part of high school sports on WCDO. ACCO Brands is a proud local employer and community partner. We will give that award tonight here to Zach Walcott, the quarterback from Windsor. Thought he had a great second half, scored the touchdown pass for the second one, and just did a phenomenal job. Again, I thought Windsor played a great second half, moved the ball well, never gave up here on senior night, so fantastic job for Zach Walcott. That's going to do it. Make sure to tune in tomorrow. We're going to have our soccer coverage. We'll have our call-in reports from the MAC Championship starting at 10:45 in the morning, so it's a quick turnaround here for all our staff members at WCDO Sports, but going to be a fun day for soccer and football tomorrow, so check out the website. We'll have all the score updates you need from all the local games that we'll be covering tomorrow. So a big thank you to Jim Tomeo back in our CDO studios, our game producer. Always appreciate Jim putting in the hard work for us. And again, our final score, Norwich 35, Windsor 14. A nice night for Friday Night Lights football here. And we'll be back. Class D playoffs beginning next week. We'll see where the rankings and the seedings fall. Should be a lot of fun. And Sydney and Newark Valley tomorrow, that's going to be a whale of a game. So make sure to stay tuned for those score updates tomorrow morning. I'm Nate Lowell. Make sure you check out WCDOsports.com. Follow us on Twitter for all your soccer and football needs. And have a great night from CDO Sports.